The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's bonus Nadine O'Regan and John Cadell time. They were with us, of course, on Tuesday to go through their albums of the year, but we decided to bring them back for a little bit more before the end of the year, and we've asked them to recommend the best gigs to go to in 2018, because, you know, for many people, getting a surprise ticket in the Christmas stocking might be a good present. Now, Nadine, I noticed it's brilliant. You've recommended going to Electric Picnic before you even know who's on at Electric Picnic.
Yeah, well, I rang the organisers today to ask if I could discover if there were any little tidbits they were going to feed me in terms of who might be on the lineup, but they weren't given in. But in common with many people, I will happily get a ticket for Electric Picnic before the lineup is announced, because Electric Picnic now sells itself as a festival that you go to for the sideshow as much as the main event of the music. So the likes of the Body and Soul area, the hammocks, the hot tubs. I have never actually been in a hot tub in Electric Picnic, but I've seen people, and there's all manner of craziness, and it is kind of great. It's expensive but great. And this year they have a new edition on the Thursday night of the festival. They've never done anything on the Thursday night before. They're going to have an all-female comedy lineup, so that's going to be an extra for next year. So it will be pretty interesting.
Okay, now I suppose Ed Sheeran is the event next year for many people, John.
Yeah, but that's okay. They'll get their ears clean and they'll be fine. He's basically, it's an Irish tour he's doing. He's in Páirc Cuíve for three nights. Then he goes off to Belfast and he plays only one night there. They're lucky. Then Pearse Stadium, where's that? I don't know.
Galway,
is it right?
Salt Hill.
I saw
Galway.
Bob Dylan there for two nights. And then he's here in the Phoenix Park, stinking the place out with noise pollution on the 16th of May. And then the following Friday the 18th, so that's nice for him.
We must send you to review it.
I won't say what I'd rather do.
Okay.
But if you were paying me danger money, I'd go.
Are you going to go to any of them, Nadine?
Not planned, no. But I am actually quite interested in Alanis Morissette, who is on in Cork and Dublin July 4th and 5th. And kind of more, I have to say, as a sort of nostalgia fest. I mean, everyone remembers when Jagged Little Pill came out in the mid-1990s and just sort of changed everything for like a year or so. Everybody was singing that album and it's become such a sort of a touch point. She never really released anything that matched up to it, but for a time there, the world belonged to Alanis Morissette musically.
Well, it will
be interesting to see her back.
I can give you three I bet you I know you're going to be at. The National in Donnybrook in June, LCD Sound System in Malahide Castle in June, and Taylor Swift in Croke Park.
Do you know what? I was looking at the tickets for Taylor Swift today. They cost a fortune, Matt. They, like, 75, I think, is the cheapest, and they go up to about 150. And the first night, I think, is, you know, sort of limited seating left. But having said that, I will happily go along to Taylor Swift if you want to send me there.
Yeah,
I'll
go to that too. If you want to, if you can't go, I'll happily go.
Certainly LCD Sound System. I've seen them in Ireland, I've seen them abroad. They're just a phenomenal live act. And similarly, be delighted to see them at Malahide Castle.
John, the listener, says also at Malahide Castle, don't forget the comeback king Liam Gallagher is there in June.
Yes, interestingly, Liam's solo album has done better than anybody, at least apart from maybe himself, thought it would do. It's done great business and seems to have gotten good reviews, not across the board, but far more than BDI ever did.
And you have that on your list of things that you recommend.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great gig. Well, now, of course, that apparently the Gallagher brothers have patched things up.
It's on the same night as Taylor Swift.
Well, you can go to Taylor the second night. She's on the 16th. Liam is on the 15th.
On the 15th and 16th.
Yeah, so you can go to her on the 16th after Liam Gallagher.
Okay, who else would you recommend? Would you actually go to see Billy Joel on the 23rd of June?
Would I what? Here's the thing about Billy Joel, and it's not Joel, man. It's not Joel. Yeah.
Joel.
Everybody in Ireland was told that it was Joel, but it is Joel.
It's Billy Joel. Get it right, everyone. He has more hits in his back pocket than everyone else on the list. It will be the most hit-filled concert
The dinosaur age.
Says Rush, man.
There have been much more relevant Rush music in this century. What has Billy Joel done this century?
Nothing, because he had the sense to give up when he knew his muse was going. He hasn't released an album of original material since 1993 because he said, I'm not a young guy anymore. I can't write with any sort of
sincerity. So he's a karaoke act.
No, he's not a karaoke act. What he does is he gives the punters what they want, Matt.
He gives the songs to Westlife and they cover them.
He doesn't give. That's a publishing company. Anyway, all I'm saying is if you go to Billy Joel at the Aviva Stadium. Right, well, that's your prerogative. You will hear more hits than any other gig this summer. That is a fact, and you know far more Billy Joel than you think you do.
Okay, what else are you going for, Nadine?
I'd love to go along to, it's sold out, but I'd love to go along to Kendrick Lamar. He is playing at Three Arena on February 7th, and it's support actually from James Blake, who's just amazing as well, brilliant electronic artist. Now, Kendrick Lamar, like that album, Damn, has, I know, John, it was on your list as top albums of the year, and I think it made the Pitchfork list of the number one album of the year as well. So it's one of those ones that tickets just flew out the door for, but you never know, there could be some sites
production
still,
seats, limited production seats.
Yeah, you
just
never
announced.
Know. Well, actually, speaking of limited tickets just announced, the Gloaming, their series of concerts at the National Concert Hall were originally sold out, but a few more tickets have been released. So they're playing in March. They have a residency from March 12th, and it's their only live shows worldwide in 2018 as they work on their third album. So if you're into trad music, John, I know you're a fan.
Oh, I can't get enough of them.
I would highly recommend going along.
There are a lot of people I know are very excited at the idea of Roger Waters in the Three Arena in June as well.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much of a must-see this time around, because old Roger's been here a fair few times before. Now, he's billing it as the Them and Us tour, so there's going to be a fair whack of Floyd favourites in there. And let's not be coy, his new album this year was brilliant. So, you know, on the back of his first solo album, in, I don't know, about 24 years or so, it's going to be a good gig, but I wouldn't have put it as a must-see because I think he'll be back.
Okay, listener says, I'd happily go to Billy Joel with John.
Joel.
No, Simon Croker in 06 and he killed us at Declan Wexford. Another listener says, Billy himself has actually said it's Billy, phonetically spelled Joel.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't
I
done
actually,
that. No,
I interviewed one of his supports act once and I asked about this and I was told unequivocally, it's Billy Joel. Yeah. It's Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
The likes of Electric Picnic selling out before acts are announced stops genuine fans of the band from going, says the listener. Yeah.
Say again?
If Electric Picnic is sold out, then suddenly they announce who the acts are and you go, oh, I'd love to go see that.
I know, it's really annoying.
Go.
It happened last year with the Duran Duran and all the wrong demographic bought the tickets and then Duran Duran got announced as
What's the wrong demographic?
It's called Legacy Act. the demographic that was 18 to 25.
She's telling me about
tickets,
Legacy Act.
Bought tickets. And then they were like, who are Duran Duran? We don't know.
Duran Duran, what's that?
Yeah, what's Duran Duran?
Will you two be back next year, given that they're touring in other parts of the world?
Yeah, they'll have finished their US tour, I think, towards the end of June. Now, there's
nowhere more available slots in Croke Park.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm thinking they might do Slane.
Or Phoenix Park?
No, I think if they're going to do anything, it'll be Slane.
But there's rumours I've heard today about Rolling Stones.
Yes, yeah, that is a very strong rumour.
Oh, come on.
What?
On their Zimmer frames, is it?
That's just ageist, Matt.
Yeah.
What does it matter, like, what age they are if they can still produce the goods?
Really, I saw them at one of the worst concerts I've ever seen. The Matt was about 15 years ago down
the Point.
The Point.
I was at that gig.
Yeah,
were they looking a little rickety then?
It wasn't dreadful.
It was.
Because Keith sang too.
Oh, look, I remember Tom Dunn coming and myself walking out and going, that was one of the worst gigs we've ever been at.
Well, then I hope you went to bed with your Horlicks and had a good night's sleep. No, it was not one of them.
No, I'd say probably Keith Richards or Mick Jagger did.
Did you not go to yourself, I am honoured to be in the room with these two?
No,
people.
I think they thought that we were all honoured to be in the room with them and gave a pathetic performance.
No, they
anyway,
never.
What else are you looking forward to in 2018, Nadine?
Well, speaking of old timers, Shane McGowan is turning, 60, so he's pretty spry still, but there's a special concert for him on Monday, January 15th with Nick Cave, Bobby Gillespie of Primus Scream, Glenn Hansard, Camilla Sullivan, Johnny Depp is showing up, Karis Matthews, Lisa O'Neill, Glenn Matlock of the Sex Pistols, so it's going to be quite full on, I would imagine.
Beck and the
AAS. Yeah, Beck and the AAS, very interested in that. And that'll be really fun. Beck always puts on a really fun show. He never tends to go towards the downbeat when he's playing live. And I'd imagine this will be a good one.
Listener, I don't know if this is the person who recommended the AHA live MTV.
Yes.
Yeah, they're playing in Cork.
In the Marquee.
Yes.
There's lots of good gigs on the Marquee. You know, and you haven't mentioned one. I'm shaming you, Nadine, being from Cork. You haven't mentioned one in the Marquee yet.
Oh, well, I mean, I was about to mention AHA. I mean, Morten Harkett. I mean, that album, what was it, Hunting High and Low back in the 1980s?
That album.
Take on
They've
me.
I've only had about 10 going.
Oh, will you stop? Now,
I saw them in the Point.
But if you were going to sing something, you'd be singing Take on Me.
No, I wouldn't. I'd actually sing Stay on These Roads, but that's beside the point.
Listen, what about Pearl Jam for Slane?
No, they're not big enough. Not big enough. They have to be a massive support act and a massive support set of support acts for that. It'll be U2 or The Stones, or I was thinking it could be Fleetwood Mac, but I don't think their demographic would trudge to the wooden slate.
No, definitely not.
Can we mention the Stranglers before we go?
You can.
Thanks very much.
They're playing in the Olympia Theatre on the 1st of March. It's their first standalone show here since 2008. They've been here, but they've been at festivals and they've been supporting various people. But go
You're
and see the Stranglers.
You're a one-man campaign to
Because there's so much
resurrect.
Shit out there that like when a decent band comes along and shows them how it should be done, then I think everyone should go and
Listener
see them.
Listener says U2's next tour is indoors, so it'll be the Three Arena again.
There was definitely talk about the Three Arena, and it was so much better to see them in the Three Arena than at Croke Park. But they suit the indoors so much better.
Let's not forget that when they did the Elevation Tour in 2001, that was indoors, but they made Slane.
Can I give a quick mention to Bell X1, by the way? Of course, they are celebrating 20 years, and they are live at the Marquee in Cork in June as well, so it's a good one. And Wild Beasts on their farewell tour, they play the Olympia Theatre on February 15th.
Thank you, Nadine O'Regan from Songs in the Key of Life on the Sunday night, also from the Sunday Business Post, and John Cadell from rockylight.com. We'll see you again every Tuesday for the Music Spot at around 6:15 or so.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.